Welcome to The Divorce Social with me, Samantha Baines, changing the conversation around divorce. This show is sponsored by Penguin in the Room. Penguin in the Room is an award-winning arts marketing and social media management company. If you want to jazz up your socials and have someone Instagram and tweet for you, then here's your answer. Go to www.penguinintheroom.com. As always, hit subscribe to make sure you're updated about new episodes. And we love to hear from you on social media at DivorcePod and at Samantha Baines. You can also email us. All the info's on our website, thedivorcesocial.com.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
You are listening to The Divorce Club with me, Samantha Baines. This is the roundup of series 4. What news I have for you? I have a puppy. That's my news. I feel like on this podcast, I've spoken to a lot of people about how pets have got them through divorce and loneliness and everything that comes with it. Particularly Karen Hauer, actually, in this series, talks about how her dogs were amazing. So I went and got myself a dog. I haven't been able to date because of lockdown and all of that. So I got myself a dog. If you follow me on Instagram, you'll know because my whole Instagram feed is now dedicated to her. Her name's Custard. Yep, you heard it right, like the food, Custard. And she is a miniature wirehead Dachshund, Dachshund, sausage dog, whatever way you want to pronounce it. So I am currently recording. It's 10 p.m. at night. I'm in my living room. She is going crazy and running around everywhere. So if you hear rustling in the background, that's her. She's just done a poo on the carpet, even though she's been really good at potty training and she definitely knows that she should poo outside. And I'd just taken her outside. So it's great. It's taking up as much time as the divorce proceedings did, but she's very cute and cuddly. So that's nice too. Thank you so much for listening to series 4 and all the series before that. We hit the amazing milestone of 120,000 downloads. Thank you so, so much. As you know, this podcast was set up by me. I started off by doing it all. I now have a lovely editor, but, you know, we don't have any marketing or anything fancy like that or any budget, really, apart from what we make from you guys listening and my lovely Patreon members. So thank you so much for your listens. And please do continue to recommend and share the podcast if you enjoy it so we can help more people. As usual, I've got some incredible messages over the last series. It's your messages that keep me going. I mean, it's 10 p.m. at night and I was like, I really need to record this roundup message. Otherwise, it's not going to happen in time. And my editor won't be able to put the intro, the outro on it in time for it to publish. So, you know, in those weeks where I'm like, I don't want to do anything and I just want to lie in bed, your messages really keep me going. And it's so nice to hear how much the podcast means to you. So some of the messages I've got are an email just to say thank you. I'm divorced 3 years, separated 2 years before that. I'm in a great place now, but whoa, it was hell. I wish your podcast had been around when I was getting divorced. Can relate to so much, and your guests, very cathartic. So just to say thank you, your podcast is amazing. You're so welcome. Thank you for your email. I've had some lovely reviews as well on iTunes. I love this podcast. The interviews are so interesting, often moving, and almost always life-affirming. Having an interviewer who's experienced the same thing as the interviewee makes for a truly kind atmosphere. This is the first review I ever wrote, but for this one I had to. Total recommend. Thank you so much. I really appreciate all your reviews. It helps us bump up the listings. So if you go to the relationships charts on iTunes, particularly, we tend to always be up there in the top 10. And we got to the top 5, you know, just alongside Michelle Obama's podcast and the Catfish podcast and Brené Brown. So not showing off, but I am actually. It would be lovely to be on all the other charts as well. So if you're a Spotify listener, recommend it to your friends. If you're on Acast, thank you for listening. And if you're on any podcast platform, you're very welcome to listen in, but please do leave us a sneaky review. That would be dreamy. I had another message. Hi, Sam. I'm sure you get 1,000 messages a day. Not quite, but thanks. But I just wanted to say thanks for your podcast and for your lovely, honest Instagram. I've been listening since the beginning as my husband and I were having difficulties, but we're working on them now. And I found your podcast so uplifting. We split for good this week in a truly traumatic way. We've been together 13 years and I'm devastated. I'm intending to seek counselling. I just wanted to say, please keep going, as it's so helpful to know I'm not alone. And if you have any advice, I appreciate it. Well, as you know, I have been through the divorce myself, but I do think everyone's divorce is or breakup is very different. But hopefully the podcast and all the different interviews can give you a bit of advice that's right for you. But I think my best advice is see a counsellor, because that was amazing. And if you're really struggling as well, go to your GP, because I have anxiety, as I've mentioned on the podcast, and I take anxiety medication, and it doesn't numb me. Like you might imagine from kind of anxiety or depression medication. I feel like that's what we always hear about it, that it just numbs you and then you don't feel anything. Mine's not like that. I'm on sertraline and it just takes the edge off and makes things feel manageable. So alongside counselling, that was a good option for me. Got another message on Instagram. I just discovered the podcast, so I'm catching up. Thank you so much. I separated from my ex when I was 29. I've read everything for women getting divorced. Apparently under 30s who've been married for a couple of years or didn't get as far as kids, it's no different to a normal breakup. Which obviously is like me, and it is. Divorce is hard, even if you don't have children. Thank you for making a podcast that's exactly what I needed at the time. It's hard when you're the first person you know who's doing it. Totally agree. That was my whole thing. None of my friendship group were divorced yet, so I couldn't go to anyone and ask questions. So I'm so glad that's helping you. Another message on Instagram. Hi, Samantha. Thank you so much for the amazing work you've done with this podcast. I absolutely love it. I am also a young divorcee without children, and I found your podcast so relatable. You are so welcome. Also had a message about the slummy single mummy episode. Someone said they had to stop listening to this episode because she also went out for Indian food with her ex-husband in the last weeks of their marriage in an empty restaurant with waiters who stood in earshot of the conversations throughout. So this was a conversation we had in Joe's episode, Summy Single Mummy, is her blog. And she went for an awkward curry in an Indian restaurant that was completely empty, and the waiters were very, very attentive, and her ex were having very awkward conversations. And I actually also had that exact scenario with my ex. So we should start a club, awkward conversations in Indian restaurants, or just restaurants generally. I got an email. Hey, Samantha, absolutely love your podcast. I'm not divorced myself, but it has been so interesting to learn about this topic. You seem like really interesting, funny women. Thank you. Another email. Just a quick note to say thank you for making such a fantastic podcast. Totally hooked. Really helping me through the tough time I have ahead of me. Divorce not on the table yet. Picking the moment to declare my departure. Well, I'm sending you lots of love for picking the moment. Do it when you're ready. Take your time, but know that you'll feel very, well, you'll feel very sad and it'll be difficult, but you also feel very free once you do. Got another message on Instagram. I just saw for the first time you have a podcast about divorce. As a divorced female, I love it so much. Brilliant. You're so welcome. Just love the podcast. So incredibly helpful, as I have no divorce friends and currently in isolation with my family. I live in the Netherlands and they're all in the UK. Well, thank you for listening all the way in the Netherlands. Samantha, you make me laugh and cry. Oh, sorry about the crying. Everything really honest and raw in the show. Thank you so much for helping me realize that there's not something wrong with me. There totally isn't something wrong with you. Thank you so much for all your messages. What a series we've had. When I look back at the list of the episodes before I do this roundup, it's just crazy to me. We started off with Alicia Williams, who's the gravestone cleaner, and it was just an amazing chat with her. And she found a hobby of gravestone cleaning, which you actually can't do in the UK, but you can in the US. There's a real community of people who clean old gravestones and get them looking new and give them some love and TLC. It was a really lovely chat with Alicia. I actually discovered her on TikTok. And since the podcast, she's been found through the podcast by lots of incredible people and been interviewed on American TV. So amazing that she gets to share her story. Then we had Karen Hauer, Strictly Come Dancing's Karen. That was an incredible episode. That was, oh, can you hear my puppy? Puppy, wait a minute. She wants to come up. Say hello, Custard. Now she's not making any noise. Now I want her to. But we had the Karen Hauer episode.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
That episode actually got a lot of press. It was featured in over 20 news outlets internationally. I did check in with Karen about that, and I picked up on any false reporting, and I always encourage everyone to listen to the whole of our episodes when they're featured in the press for context, because sometimes when things are written down, they don't seem quite the same as when you hear them in the context of the podcast. But Karen was brilliant, so eloquent about her breakup and working and dancing with her ex. Then we had Paul Roseby, OBE, who I love. I was actually in the National Youth Theatre when I was very young. So Paul was a director who I used to audition for. And I have seen him since, but it was lovely to talk to him on the podcast. And also a bit strange because I'm used to, you know, auditioning for him and looking up to him and feeling a bit scared of him. So it was actually very nice to hear, you know, from the human side of him and not just the industry director. And we had some great, funny moments with Paul, lots of laughs. And we had Holly Bell, lovely Holly, from Bake Off. I'm obsessed with her brownies now. She sells them online. And I have had, there's custard. I've ordered too many brownies, but great chats with Holly, particularly about getting child income support from your ex and some loopholes there. Then we had Jo Middleton, who I mentioned earlier, Slummy Single Mummy. Great chats with her. Sajila Kershi talked about being held at gunpoint as well as getting divorced. Custard. Custard's getting very excited about all these episodes. Then Tosh Britton, the divorce goddess. Lots of you love that episode for her calm words of advice. She teaches mindfulness. And then Fidel Bohill, the modern man, chatted to him about working with lots of guys and doing coaching with them about divorce. Poppy Delbridge. Custard. Custard. Be nice. She's eating the sofa. Custard, why are you being so loud? I'm talking about divorce. You're a divorced baby, so you should be pleased with it. Let me get her a chew. Should we keep this bit in? I feel like it's real life, isn't it? Poppy Delbridge, we talked about tapping, which I love, which is where you like tap your face and you say mantras, and it helps you kind of feel more in the moment when you're feeling strong emotions. And I find it really, really useful. Poppy's got an incredible story. She even started to go blind during her divorce, but thankfully now she has full, her eyes are back in full working order and she has good vision. And then finally, we finished off the series with Jennifer Crichton. She is the founder of The Flock, which is an incredible online magazine and resource. And she had a really difficult time with the illness of her son in Dubai. And then also she lost all her possessions in a boat crash, as you do. So if you haven't listened to any of those, definitely worth a listen. It's been a delightful series. There will be a series 5. Yes, indeed. I have recorded it. It is coming. We're also going to do a really fun thing around divorce law and engaging a divorce lawyer, which I think will be really useful. But please make sure you hit subscribe on the podcast if you haven't already. I know you might think, oh, no, I'll just find it when I find it. But if you hit subscribe, it really helps with our rankings in the charts. And you know I love a chart ranking. I love to be next to, in between Michelle Obama and Brené Brown, I was once. What a sandwich. So please subscribe. You can also follow us on social media at Divorce Pod on Instagram and Twitter. And Patreon. Oh, my gosh, I haven't talked about Patreon. We've had such a brilliant time on the Patreon. If you don't know what that is, it's a special website, patreon.com, patreon.com. And it's basically a place where you podcasters or illustrators even, or anyone sort of creating a community, authors are on there as well. You pay. Mine starts at £2 a month and it goes up, and then you can join the Divorce Club community, and there's perks in there like merchandise, there's tote bags and all sorts. But what we started doing which has been really exciting recently, is I've managed to work out the technicals of setting up like a messenger chat room in there. So it's like, you know, it's not messenger, but it's like old school MSN, if you ever from that era I was. And basically, if you're a member of the Patreon, you can join it. It's called a Discord, and you can get the Discord app for free. You can join, and it's a little chat room, and you can all talk to each other. So you don't need me to facilitate, because I wanted you to be able to share your experiences within a kind of divorce and breakup community and all support each other or give advice. So that's on there now, which has been amazing. And there have been some incredible chats going on in there and some silly stuff as well, which has been great. And off the back of that, we've set up the divorce venting sessions, divorce club vents. So they are not a substitute for proper therapy. I am not in any way trained to therapize you, which is not a word, but I quite like it, to give you therapy. But what it is a venting session. So we just all come together. There's about 10, it's limited to 10 people. It's pay what you want. So hopefully it's super accessible. I know some people can't afford the Patreon, but this is pay what you want. So if you can't pay, that's totally fine. If you just need to vent. And we all come together and we just talk about what's happened that week and what we might be struggling with to do with divorce or breakup, mental health. And then everyone just shares their experiences and maybe offers advice or things that they've been through. And it's lovely. You can do it with a glass of wine. You can do it with a cup of water. You can do it with a cup of tea. And I'm doing those fortnightly. So Patreon members get notice about those firsts. First come, first served. But then if there's any places left, I do put it out on Twitter and Instagram as well. So keep your eyes peeled for those. I can't believe we're going into series 5. We're 1 year old, the Divorce Club. I've got you all to thank for that. My life is, I was a bit worried that I was going to become the divorce woman because I set up the divorce podcast and that I'd never be able to forget the fact I've been divorced. But actually, it's become just this like wonderful community and positive place, actually. You know, we have emotional moments in the podcast, but I do find it really uplifting doing all the interviews we do and hearing from you all. So thank you again. Lots of love to anyone going through anything, or anyone thinking of leaving. Sending you love and courage, and hopefully the podcast can continue to help you all. Custard says bye too. She's currently chewing my finger. Ow, Custard. See you for series 5.
Small details are big surfaces, tight corners are odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Oh, hi. Thank you for listening to The Divorce Social with me, Samantha Baines. Please leave us a review. Please, please. It would be super nice. They're lovely to read. They keep me cheery and happy and keep me going. But also it affects our listing in the podcast charts, which are very important because that's how more people find the podcast. And I'd love to help more people get through those really tough heartbreak and divorce times. And they're more likely to find us if we're higher up on the charts. So if you'd like to leave a review, I'd love you forever. You can leave them on iTunes is the big one, or most podcast platforms do them as well. I'll take all the reviews you've got to give. You can also get in contact on Twitter and Instagram at DivorcePod and at Samantha Baines. We have a website, thedivorcesocial.com, and we have a Patreon account, which means that you can support the podcast for as little as £2 a month. And it helps me with all the admin costs. It also means you have access to our 90s style divorce and heartbreak chat room. And there's lots of exclusives on there, little bits of audio that you don't get in the main podcast, and some giveaways as well. So I'd love to see you over on Patreon. That's patreon.com/Samantha Baines. And please leave a review. Did I say that already? Ready, please leave a review. Love you forever.